Hello, and welcome to Education Radio. This is a podcast of the Alamosa School District, and I am your host, Adriana Chapa. I am a mother, teacher, and your neighbor. Joining me is Assistant Superintendent Dr. Luis Murillo.
Hi, Adri.
Hello, we're back.
We're back, and today we are recording episode 1 of season 3.
Ooh.
It feels like just a few days ago we started this journey, and now here we are, season 3.
Welcome back, neighbors. We are happy to begin recording for our new school year.
We have also kicked off our school year 24-25, and we're very excited about the school year. We have big plans to continue our trajectory to make Alamosa Schools the destination district in the San Luis Valley.
Yes, we are. All right. Well, let's get started with our first segment, Happenings at Our Campuses. What do you want to share with us today?
Well, like I mentioned, it's the start of the school year, and a lot has happened over the summer.
Yes.
One thing I would like to celebrate that I feel really good about, and I know that everyone else does, is that all classrooms have AC this school year.
That is a celebration, isn't it?
Big one.
August can be a warm month inside a building.
The other big celebration is that we were able to complete the OMS intercom project. Last school year, we identified the need of a new intercom system. As you know, we had classrooms that were unable to hear calls when conducting our emergency drills.
Yes.
We applied and were granted $322,000 from the school safety disbursement grant. And I am happy to report that OMS has a brand new intercom system.
And it is working. Now, they're still working out a couple of quirks, but it's in place. And now just fine-tuning that system.
Well, I'll keep going.
We were busy
this summer. The other thing happening at one of our campuses is the replacement of seats in the auditorium at Alamosa High School.
Woohoo.
So this project will take place, and it'll be completed towards the end of September. So anyone who's been to a play, no more feeling like you will slide off the seat.
Yes.
Or just struggling to make it through the play or concert, because let's just face it, those seats are not the most comfortable.
No, I used to take a large cushion just to make seating less, you know, the sitting there less painful. So that's good news. I'm glad to hear that.
Me too.
Well, let's move on to our next segment, Celebrate. So we have a special guest with us today.
We actually have two.
Okay, better.
Two very special guests today. As we've talked about in previous podcasts, Alamosa School District went through the process of creating a master's facilities plan, which revealed a lot of needs across our district. And looking at the options to address those needs, our board is considering a bond.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're honored to have Heidi Richardson, who serves as president of our board, as well as Amanda Hensley, who is our chief operations and financial officer. Welcome.
Thank you.
Ladies, welcome to Education Radio. Heidi, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm an Alamosa native. I went through the Alamosa School District, and I work in the accounting industry. And my kids have gone to Alamosa School District. My grandkids are in there now. So I've got some skin in the game.
Yes, you do. Excellent. Amanda, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I also am an Alamosa native, went through Alamosa School Districts, and I have two kids that are currently attending and a third that will be in a few years. I've been with the district for about a year, and I'm very excited about all the exciting things that we are doing for my kids that are going to be coming up.
Good, good, excellent. So Heidi, what made you want to serve the school district as a board member?
Well, I came in during COVID.
That lovely time.
Yes, so my personal goal, you know, at the time was to get kids back in school.
Yes.
And stuff. So it's just kind of sprouted from there. And I just, you know, want to make almost a school district the best district it can be.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right, Heidi. So you talked about, you know, the reason why you chose to be part of the board. You've been on the board for quite a while now, and we've accomplished some things. My question to you is, what are you most proud of?
I think I'm most proud of our transition to the 4-day week. I mean, for as long as I can remember, people were complaining that, well, everybody else in the valley's yes. on a 4-day week. Why isn't Alamosa? So I think that's what I'm most proud of that we have accomplished as a board. You know, it's resulted in teacher retention. I think the kids like it, the teachers like it, the staff likes it, parents like it. So I think that was a good transition. We did it very seamlessly, and we did the after school stuff on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And so nobody was left behind. We addressed the issues of, you know, food, you know, for kids on Fridays. Right. Those were addressed. So all the barriers, we pretty much touched on all of them and made it a seamless transition.
And I'm going to give attendance credit for the mm-hmm. gains we've made as well, because I think that it made a difference. Mm-hmm. As a teacher, I would see lots of students being absent on Fridays. Mm-hmm. And I think that's contributed to our success there.
This past school year, we averaged 93% attendance, which is
that's wonderful.
Above the state average of about 90%. So that's another thing to celebrate.
Absolutely.
Okay. Moving on, what is the focus of the Board of Education for this school year?
I think since we've got that master's facility plan, we want to put that into play. And, you know, school safety is a big issue, and that facilities plan addresses a lot of that. So, you know, if you've got safe schools, you've got happy students and teachers mm-hmm. and staff, which results in better education for everybody. So we just want to make Alamosa the district of choice.
Yeah, and safety Excellent. Is huge. We talk
it
about
it is, yes.
I mean, creating the conditions for teachers to be successful mm-hmm. and for students to be successful, mm-hmm. and we can't get anywhere if people don't feel safe.
Right.
All right. Well, we're here to talk about a potential bond. So let's just talk about it, Amanda. What is a bond?
A bond is just a type of debt that's commonly used by government entities, such as school districts. Like any loan, someone lends out money and receives interest payments over the course of the loan. And then at the end of the bond period, known as the maturity, the money gets paid back.
Okay. How much money is the district considering asking for, and how is that amount determined?
State law sets a limit on the amount of bonded debt that a school district can incur. In December of 23, we did pay off our bond for the high school stadium that we had issued in 2013. So that brought our debt capacity up, and we're asking the full amount that's available to us. So with that being said, the bond that the district is considering currently is for approximately $28 million.
Okay. $20 million. What would that money be used for?
Well, as Heidi mentioned, the district did put together a facilities master plan that required a very comprehensive look at all of our facilities. The company we contracted with looked at every nook and cranny, every heating, electrical, and HVAC system to put this together so that we would have a true idea of the condition of all of our facilities. This will help us to see some of the things that may be coming up on their useful life and give us the opportunity to be proactive instead of reactive, because things always cost a lot more money to replace or repair when they've completely given out than they do when we can plan ahead for it and do proper maintenance or have a plan in place for replacement. On our website, we have a link to that facilities master plan showing the areas that need work, and we'll be working on a prioritization list to decide which items we would need to be addressing first.
All right, I have a question for either of you, whomever wants to answer. Is there a way that the school district could obtain that money without passing a bond?
There are best grants available, such as the grant that we just used to put air conditioning into our schools, that we will keep applying for. However, they're restricted in what they can be used for, and so some of the things that we need aren't necessarily things that BEST would cover. So we would not be able to tackle our entire list with BEST grants. Also, BEST grants require a matching amount from the district, and right now, we don't even have the money for a required match that would be needed would we obtain a BEST grant. Okay. So this bond is really important to be able to address those needs we have.
All right. And I know that our neighbors out there have questions, and they want the most information they can get.
Absolutely.
So thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
So one of those questions, I know in previous podcast last school year, we went over some of the findings of RTA and what's on the strategic master plan. Now, if I remember right, they gave us a number of about $43 million for our needs. So yes. I guess the point that I want to make is if the board decides to move forward with this and ask for $20 million, that would only get us, you know, somewhere in taking care of our facilities, which goes back to what we've said all along, just creating the conditions for people to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think time is of the essence. We all know that things are just getting more and more expensive.
Yes, they are.
Nothing costs the same as it did 1 year ago, five years ago. And mm-hmm. so the faster we can address these, the more cost-effective it's going to be, because these are things that need to be fixed and addressed no matter what. The faster we can do it, the less expensive it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. What we've had, you know, feedback saying, you know, it's not a good time. But mm-hmm. there's never a good time.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Nobody likes to pay taxes, but at the end of the day, if we don't take care of our schools, we're going to be back to everybody being online, and that obviously did not work.
It does not work, no. Yeah.
So that's the next question. We did receive some pretty good feedback on the first round of surveying, and you're right. Some of the comments were it's not a good time, just bad timing. What else do you make of the feedback that we receive besides that? That is there ever a really good time and no one wants to raise taxes? And, you know, we are very in touch with what the community feels. But we also know that the best investment is education.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had some good feedback. There's just a lot of stuff out there, that a lot of misinformation. So, you know, people were like, well, why do you need a bond? And, you know, what is it going to be spent for? And there's just a lot of misinformation.
Exactly.
So I think getting out the correct information is vital to the success of what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Excellent.
One of those pieces of misinformation is property on 1700 Main, which the district is in the process of purchasing. So let's talk about that. So 700 Main Street. The district is in the process of purchasing that. Can you talk about the difference between how the district is planning on purchasing that and the bond?
Yeah, so the purchase at 700 Main is actually not contingent on the bond. That is from a separate pool of money than our operating budget. It's money that when the ESSER money came out, we were able to use that money for some salaries, for different equipment, safety measures. And so the money that we saved in the general fund was transferred into our capital reserve fund. And so that money that was set aside is what is going to be used to purchase the building on 700 Main. And with that, we're going to be able to do a lot. It opens up so many opportunities. We can have our admin offices upstairs as well as some rental space. And then we can expand our online and alternative education program on that whole bottom floor. So those are things that are not contingent on the bond at all. It's a completely separate pool of money. And so we would be able to tackle the facilities master plan with the potential bond.
Okay, so then, and I haven't been there and I'm not familiar with the building, but the first floor has more space than our present alternative campus.
Yes, and right now our alternative online is at capacity. We really can't expand that program anymore because of the space limitation that we have. So this is a huge opportunity to be able to expand that program. I know that there is a lot of need. Some mm-hmm. kids just need these other avenues for education.
Absolutely, yes.
And so this is huge to be able to offer mm-hmm. that and expand our program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a waiting list.
I was going to say that. Last year, our alt-ed serviced 40 to 44 students and graduated 22. This year, she's up to 15, maybe 51. And like Heidi said, there is a waiting list of kids that, you know, want that different learning environment. And just something else that I want our neighbors to know is our district office is not our district office. We've been renting for a little over a year. So we've been definitely looking for a place to call home.
Okay.
Which
and you gave up that space. Central office gave up the space for the alternative campus and chose to rent something because there was no campus.
It was easier to find office space than to find education space. So admin moved and is currently renting their location, but the people we're renting from need their space back.
Right.
And so we have been on the hunt. This isn't something that we just did off the handle. We have been planning for this and looking for a good permanent home. And this checked off a lot of boxes in one purchase. We can expand our program. We have a long-term home. And so we're really excited about this.
Well, and it keeps an empty building off of Main Street.
That also, right? Sure. Okay. All right. Now I have a question because I know some of our neighbors are thinking this. And they have voiced it. So do you want to talk about the timing of the need for work done on our campuses being addressed through this strategic plan, right? And the need to purchase the building at the same time?
It was just a coincidence that that's when this building came up for sale. I mean, we've actually been trying to buy this building for almost a year. So it's finally, since it's in foreclosure, you know, it has to go through the court system and everything. It just took a long time. And it's just like everything's happening all at once now.
Right.
But, you know, I just want to reassure that the public that bond funds will not be used for this purchase.
Okay.
Or the remodel of this campus, you know, and we hope to attract more kids and... You know, that just helps our district. It helps our community. I mean,
sure.
Educated kids are, you know,
an asset to the community.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know, let's keep them out of the district attorney's realm.
Sure. And, you know, when I was moving in here 16 years ago, I was searching and searching for information on the district because my son was going to go right into school. And there wasn't a lot of information, but people who want to move in want as much information as they can about the district, and we want to make our district as attractive
Absolutely.
As we can for people moving in.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're talking about the possibility of a bond. People think of bond, and they think of an increase in taxes.
So, yeah, nobody wants to hear that, but...
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Well, the taxes are projected to increase by $64 a year for every $100,000 of home value. So what we've learned is that the average home value in Alamosa is $300,000, meaning those people's property taxes would increase by about $192 a year or $16 a month. Since we did pay off the 2013 bond last year, property owners would have seen about a $26 decrease this year related to that debt for the district. So this would be raising our debt with the taxpayers by about $160 a year when you take into consideration the payoff and the potential new bond.
So that's just a few Starbucks a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other thing that it tells me, because, you know, of course I'm employed by the district, but I've been a resident for 22 years now, is... just, you know, the district's management of bond funds to complete that beautiful stadium that sits there and we get to go to every Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So another question for you, Amanda. If the board decides to go forward with a bond and if the community decides to support, how will the district ensure financial transparency?
Well, that survey that we talked about earlier gave us some information on how our taxpayers would like to see that prioritized and what that would look like and what issues we would address. And so I think we would just make sure that we would communicate projects as they are completed and make sure that people know that what we said we're going to take care of with this bond really is what we're using it for. And so I think just communication to everybody of those projects being completed as we do that.
Here is the $1 million question. So again, if the board decides to put this on the ballot, why should the community decide to support it? And of course, I have my own thoughts and views, right?
Yeah.
But I'm sort of playing double role here, so I'll ask the question.
Well, you want to go for it?
Sure. So where else can you basically not dictate, but ensure where your money's going through your taxes? When you just pay property taxes, they go all over. When you have a bond, you know, there are specific things that this money is paying for. So you as a taxpayer know where your money's going. It stays here in our district and it's used on our kids.
I'd encourage people to think of it as an investment, not only in our kids, but in our community as well. Like we kind of talked about before, even if you don't have kids in the district right now, these are the kids that are living in our community and will hopefully graduate and keep contributing to it, like Heidi and I both have. And so we want them to be able, as well equipped as possible, and to do what they need to be in facility. To do that, they need to be in facilities that are up to date and functioning well, and they deserve that.
Well, and also, you know, there's some people that say, well, I don't have kids in the district. Well, a lot of you went to Alamosa High School. Mm-hmm. You had kids that went to Alamosa High School, grandkids, even maybe parents and stuff. So even though you don't have a connection right at this moment in time, you probably did somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've talked about that with people before, too, saying somebody voted yes on a bond that helped me go to the Alamosa High School that was built. Someone voted yes on a bond to build that stadium to give, you know, it's kind of my turn to give back to this next generation. It's, do I like my taxes going up? No. But think of it as an investment for these kids that and paying it forward for this next generation.
And I like what you said. You said, I'm seeing it as an investment. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And giving back.
Yeah.
Giving back to
These kids. They deserve to be,
well,
like
and giving, said, yeah, giving back to Alamosa School District that educated you.
Absolutely.
My thing is, you know, as an assistant superintendent, I get to visit other districts as we collaborate. I get to travel, and I walked into some beautiful campuses, and I always think, why not us? Why not our kids? You know, we can in Alamosa. We've came together for other things, you know, for other bonds. I still remember when we face salmonella and everything. I know that we can come together, and as Amanda said, we can come together to invest in the future.
All right.
Well, and there's nothing shiny and glamorous really in this bond. It's not a new stadium or a new school or anything. It's kind of, as Dr. Mumper put it, it's a socks and underwear kind of bond. You know, socks and underwear for Christmas. So it's not fun, but it's stuff that these things need to be done.
Yeah. Yes.
And our regular just operating budget cannot absorb them. Mm-hmm. So if we want, you know, our schools to keep functioning for our kids and our community, we've got to make the investment.
All right. Any last words, ladies?
That's all I have.
That's all I have.
All right. Well, thank you for being with us on Education Radio. And we really appreciate all the information that you have shared with us. And if our neighbors still have questions, I'm sure there are places where they can go to contact the school board, the school district.
Absolutely.
And then we can answer those questions.
We have a landing page on our website. There's a banner. And we continue to update information as we get more information or as our board moves along the way. We've also been at First Fridays. We set up a table and we have a fun little game. It really is just meant to engage with people. So we'll be there the next First Friday.
All right. Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to move on to our last segment, upcoming events.
Well, fall sports, they're here.
They are.
And they are in full swing. So we have a lot. Softball happening this Saturday at Adams State University. Cross country is on for next Friday, the 23rd at Cheyenne Mountain. Football opens the season at home against Monte Vista on the 30th. There's a bunch of stuff that I'm not mentioning. So the best way to keep up with high school athletics is to download the team app and look for Alamosa High School.
All right. And at OMS, I know football has gotten started, and some of the students were talking about doing up-downs and monkey jump and all kinds of stuff for training. Volleyball's going to get started soon. And get your child involved in a sport or a club. Research shows us that students who are involved in school activities are more successful. So get your child involved in something this year at OMS. Well, that does it for today's episode of Education Radio. Parents and neighbors, thank you for joining us. Education Radio is a podcast by the Alamosa School District. Podcasts are available in both English and Spanish and are a click away on our district page. Remember, parents, that a good education is key to your child's success and provides your child with a life of options. Until next time.
Alamosa School District. Students today, leaders tomorrow.